Hello and welcome. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club WeeklyNet number 386 for May 18th, 2025. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. If you are not familiar with SDF, it's a public access Unix system. You can learn more by directing your web browser to sdf.org. I will pause for a few seconds now for priority traffic, or to allow you to disconnect if you do not want to stay for the net. I will pause for 10 seconds. I am Kilo Charlie 1, Tango Charlie Alpha, KC1TCA, the net control operator today. My name is Rich, and I am located in southeastern Massachusetts. And my SDF username is RFX, Romeo Foxtrot X-Ray. When you check in, we would like to know your call sign, your first name, your location, and your SDF username if you have one. This net meets every Monday at 0 hours Zulu GMT UTC via EchoLink node 9229, the TechLink conference. We would like to thank Michael, N0BZC, for allowing us to use this conference. This is a directed net. That means that if you have something to say, give your call and wait for the end. Wait for net control, that would be me, to acknowledge you and give you the floor. Our net is open to all licensed amateur radio, all licensed radio amateurs, and is not limited to members of the SDF Amateur Radio Club, but you should join us because we're really cool. Or at least we think we are. I definitely am. Okay, no, Wayne is. Okay, I'll be quiet. We would like to have a topic of the week, so to kickstart our discussions, this week's topic is I have been studying for my general license, and I have become interested in this technique called scatter, high-frequency scatter, where you set up your antenna horizontally, and then I guess the signal goes straight up and then bounces off the ionosphere and comes back down, and you can make contacts that way. And so my topic this week is, have you ever done this, or have you ever been with anybody that's done this successfully? This week I had the good fortune of working with somebody who was very experienced, who said that they tried this for about 20 minutes, it didn't work, and then they never looked back at it. So I have not seen or heard anybody that's actually done this, but it sounds... Okay, so check-ins will occur in three phases. Stations connected to TechLink conference are acknowledged. All-Star and EchoLink stations are called for check-ins. And then DMR, which usually apparently doesn't work, I'll just check, but I don't think it will get anything, but I'll give it a try. Because we are making... I'm just reading through the script here. Okay, so I'm going to start with the folks that are connected to EchoLink now. We'll start with Wayne, AB9FJ. This is the list that I've got so far. I've got AB9FJ, Wayne. I've got N4RNW, Harold. KF6GPE, Ray. And then NBOX-L, Matthew Wishick, which I believe is the DMR connection. I'm going to go ahead and if there's anybody that I have not addressed in that list who would like to check in, please come. Okay, nothing heard, so I will try the DMR, even though I'm not sure that it's working. If you are connected by a DMR and would like to come forward, please do so now. Okay, nothing heard, so moving on. All right, so I would like to go ahead and go down the list and hear from everybody who has connected. I'm going to start with Wayne. All right, AB9FJ, the floor is...
Okay, hi Rich, and welcome to the group of net control operators. Thank you for volunteering. And I'm trying to think, do I have any news here? Well, I think probably for North American hams, the thing that's on everybody's mind right now is Hamvention. And I've been watching some of the videos coming out. I did not attend Hamvention this year. I attended Hamvention like every year from about 2002 up to 2019. But COVID kind of messed things up, and I just never got back into the habit of going. Maybe next year. But anyway, this year, I've just been watching a few of the videos that people are streaming out of Dayton, Xenia. And the one thing that really piqued my interest was the new Kenwood mobile transceiver, the triple band, what is it, the TMD-750A. It sounds like a really sweet radio, and I think we're just waiting to see how much they're going to want for it. I'm thinking it might be upwards of like $600 or $700, which might be a big dose to swallow. But anyway, looking forward to learning more about it. That's about all I can think of for ham news from here. AB9FJ.
Thanks, Wayne. That is interesting. I am actually looking for an HF radio now, but my budget is severely limited. And I have I've got a Yaesu handheld HT that I use, and I have an amplifier for it, and that's great on VHF and UHF for my local repeaters. But and people have told me that when I go to look at doing an HF, that maybe I should consider getting Yaesu as well. I can't remember I think it was the ST7710, but you know, I think that the price difference between the two is pretty staggering, because that Kenwood does sound really neat, but sounds like it's probably out of my league. Okay, so thank you for that, Wayne. Moving on, I see we have a new call sign, KJ6DRH Troy. Welcome. I will add you to the list. Try not to overlook you. We are now going through the list. Next up is Harold N4RNW.
Well, good evening, Rich, and welcome as Net Control. Good job. Harold here in Southwest Florida, N4RNW, Fort Myers, Florida, which is on the Southwest coast. Nothing new to report down here. I always mention the weather. It was hot again today, I think in the 90s, and we're in that period between Florida winters and springs and the Florida rainy thunderstorm summers. So it's dry, it's hot, and we're waiting for rain to kick in, which it should do in the next month. Scatter, never done that. That's the first time I've heard of that, but thanks for bringing that up. All right, Rich, back to you, N4RNW.
Thanks, Harold. I know that those transitions in Florida can be tough. I lived in the panhandle for a little while. I mostly just remember it being oppressively hot in the summertime back in the early 80s, but and I haven't had much experience with it since then, fortunately. But I understand Fort Myers is a pretty nice place. My wife has gone down there a few times for conferences and has a lot of colleagues there that she really likes. So it sounds like it's a pretty good place. Okay, next up is KF6GPE, Ray. The floor is...
Good evening to you and to the net. You're doing a great job with net control. Let's see, I'm wondering if scatter is the same as NVIS, near vertical incident skywave. I haven't tried scatter per se, but about 20 years ago, the local Aries group was experimenting with, sorry to get my name call sign stuff. Ray, obviously, call sign KF6TPE. SDF login is my call sign, and I'm in Boulder Creek, California, which is near the Bay Area. Anyway, the Aries group here about 20 years ago tried 20-meter NVIS to the state capitol, just as a series of experiments to see if that would work. And that was hit or miss, but worked pretty well. We felt that other HF bands probably would have been more reliable, but it was interesting to try. let it drop for just a minute because I have another update. Okay, the other thing I wanted to share is that I mentioned the last time I was on the net a couple of weeks ago that I had a business trip to Berlin. And I was thinking about taking a shortwave radio. So I brought an Eaton Elite, which is about the size of a cell phone, a little bit thicker if you include it in its leather case. I didn't realize until I got there, it doesn't have SSB, but it does have most of the shortwave bands. I was able from my hotel room to tune in to about a half dozen shortwave stations all over Europe in different languages. Going back and checking short-wave.info, the website, and looking at what was playing, they were all China Radio International in different languages, which I thought was interesting. I didn't catch anything else that wasn't China. So I guess your mileage may vary. We discussed a couple of weeks ago using web-sdr, that website, also to catch shortwave stations and HF as well, and that works pretty well. So I'll turn it back to you. Thank you. 73 KF6GPE.
Thanks, Ray. That is interesting about the shortwave stuff. I was on the net when you were talking about that, and I was interested in what your results were. I don't know, maybe is it the China radio system that you're talking, is that something, I mean, do you think it, well, I don't know. It sounds interesting. It sounds very interesting. All right, so I would like to go ahead and move on to Troy, KJ6DRH. You have...
I'm not at the hamvention, so I don't have any exciting hamvention news. I'm just sitting at home playing with my own radios, wishing there were more packet radio stations in town to play around with. The only one I've found so far is the one used by a local Aries group, which forwards to a host that they do their check-ins on. So once a week I can check in, but that's not all I've been able to play with so far. But, you know, considering I'm doing this on my Linux box and a cheapy Baofeng, it's pretty neat I can do any of it. Anyway, back to net. Oh, Bakersfield, and my SCF username is Caffeine. Back to net.
Thanks, Troy. I was experiencing some audio dropout, a lot of audio dropout with your transmission there. I'm hoping it is not me, but I'm not positive. I am also on Linux right now. I'm running this through the web app in Firefox. The web app, I'm sorry, the Echo Link now has a web app interface to it, and so that's all this running through that. I'm using an external mic, a Zoom recorder that can act as an external sound card, so it's a little bit better. Okay, I see. Yeah, so I just see your chat that you're on Bluetooth, and that may be causing it. I wanted to go back and say, Ray, yes, it is NBIS. That's exactly what it was. And for some reason, I thought 20 meters was one of the things that the ARRL general book mentions as being a good frequency for that. But I'm not positive I'm remembering that correctly. I've been trying to memorize that whole, all of the questions, memorize all of the stuff in there, learn all of the stuff in there, I guess is probably the correct way to put that. And so some of it is getting mixed up in my mind. And I get to take my general license this weekend, so I'm really hoping that I can keep it all straight before then and not mess it all up. Okay, I want to go ahead and go back to see if there are any new check-ins that we have not addressed yet. If there are any new check-ins that would like to come forward, please do. Okay, nothing heard, so I'm guessing that it's just us, and that's great. I would like to go back and see if anybody has any additional comments that they would like to make. So please come forward.
AB9FJ.
Go ahead, Wayne.
I think it was Troy who talked about listening to shortwave, and all he could hear was China. And I think that is, I was under the impression that the religious broadcasters were still very active. But I think from Europe, maybe that they were not very, the perception was not good. I think most of the religious broadcasters are in the Southern Hemisphere. But anyway, my point was that, without getting too political about this, we have had the federal government really decimating things like the Voice of America and AID, and I'm thinking that this is a sign that China is not cutting back on their efforts to make friends in the developing world, in the Southern Hemisphere. And so this is just reinforcing that, you know, bad idea on the part of our government. So enough said about that. I don't want to make it a diatribe or anything, but I think that's an interesting observation, providing some more evidence about the situation here. You know, China is still going, you know, full speed ahead on shortwave radio, while the United States is shutting it down. Is that good? So anyway, that's enough for me. AB9FJ.
Thanks, Wayne. Yeah, that actually was what I was thinking earlier when I had started to formulate my thoughts there, was whether this seemed like it was sort of not filling the vacancy left by Voice of America. I mean, I guess that is what I was wondering. So, yeah, maybe that's exactly right. I knew that they had a lot of that the Chinese government has a lot of seems like they have a lot of programs that are now reaching out to many different places in around the globe, and it seems like us pulling out is, you know, I don't know, it doesn't seem like it's a good idea, but I've never been, you know, it's above my pay grade, as they say, to some degree. Okay, so I think that's it. Does anybody want to have any additional comments about anything that we've talked about tonight, please come forward, or any new check-ins that I have missed, please. Okay, nothing heard. So I believe that we will go ahead and wrap up the net. I want to thank everybody for your patience and your support. This is my first time. It's not my first time doing a net. I did a net yesterday. I had mentioned last week that we were doing an Alzheimer's fundraiser, and halfway through the fundraiser, the net control handed me the mic and said, go for it, which is great, because I really wanted to give it a shot. So thank you all for your patience with me, and I would like to go ahead and wrap this up. This concludes the week's SDF Amateur Radio Club net at, what time is it, 2021? I'm sorry, I don't even know what time it is right now in Zulu time. I have normally a clock, and it is not visible. I don't think it's on this computer, so I apologize to everybody. It is 8:21 p.m. in New England, and plus, what, 4, so I guess it's midnight 21. So, yeah, there we go. So it's 0:21 Zulu time. I think that's it. Thank you all for participating, and we will hope to be with you again. I hope to be with you again next week or soon as Net Control or just a participant. Thank you all. Oh, I do have one thing to add. That is that if you want to continue talking, some of us, I don't know how many, will be available, will be on the SDF in COM, SDF in COM. And also, if you do not have an SDF account, they are free. You should consider getting one. You can learn the joy of Unix, which when I learned it, it turned into a weird career for me, which I did not expect. I don't understand why I'm attracted to it. It's all a lot of it is command line. It doesn't have to be, but it can be. It is amazingly powerful stuff, and it really it's a great system that we have. So the SDF, point your browser at www.sdf.org. For more information about doing that. Thank you all.
You did a good job, Rich.
Thanks, Wayne. That was pretty cool. I definitely mangled a few of the lines, but I think I got it right. So, is there anything else that I need to do? Do you want me to? What else what do I need to do? I've got a list of call signs. I've got the text. I can just go ahead and through. Do you want me to do any of the post stuff, or just let it go for the night?
Well, I can do most of that, but if you want to give me a phone call, I can coach you through doing some of it yourself if you're up to it.
Yeah, that sounds great. I will. I'll call you momentarily. Talk to you soon. Net control out.
Actually, I think I might have spoken too soon. The thing I was thinking of coaching you through, I need to go and edit one of the SDF tutorial files, so it might take me a little while to get around to that. But anyway, I'll talk to you about it on the phone.
Actually, I just screwed this whole thing up. So I did disconnect momentarily. So I actually missed part of what you just said, because I realized that when I did that, I lost the chat transcript. I know there wasn't a lot, so fortunately it's going to be okay, I'm sure. But that's good. I will call you momentarily. I am signing off, and we'll speak to you on the phone.